Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Beth Habagger's with us.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How you doing, Paul?
Pretty well. How was your weekend?
We're doing all right here. Paul, I was up north of our state a little bit over the weekend, and it took me a little bit to realize what was all the hazy skies. I thought there was a bunch of fireworks before or something like that that I'd run through, but no. We're still dealing with some of that, aren't we?
We have been, not only at the, for a lot of the seasons, the summer so far, we've had that smoke in the upper kind of mid-levels of the atmosphere. And, lately it's been kind of even surface smoke causing some of that air quality kind of downgrade too here for us lately. So, definitely been that kind of summer here. I think we'll kind of on and off see that something we'll deal with here probably at least early fall. Still in the meantime, looking at a couple of showers off to our north to start off the day today, like Wausau, Abbotsford, northward, a few light showers there. But for us, pretty dry week here from start to finish, and we do have some clouds out there this morning and kind of clearing out as the day progresses as we start to work our way back up with our temperatures as we head through this week. Highs today at about 86 with a southeast wind 5 to 15. 57 and clear tonight, and then 86 sunny on Tuesday, 58 Tuesday night, upper 80s Wednesday through Friday, sunny and dry every day right through the end of the week, with overnight lows still right on 60 through the weekend, through the end of the week. Weekend does see chances for a couple showers or storms by Saturday into Sunday, perhaps, and then still some more highs climbing through the 80s. But really have to wait till the weekend before we'll see any much of a threat of any rain here for us locally.
We're going to use that. We're going to use that to our advantage, Paul. We're going to take advantage of that as much as we can. Appreciate the heads up. Thank you, Paul.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley, joins us every morning in the 8 o'clock hour right here. Well, let's get into it. We got fun stuff lined up for you. Coming up in just a little bit, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. Also, a little bit later, we're going to talk about Häagen-Dazs has a new ice cream for breakfast.
Ooh. All right.
Finally. I should say finally has this. A research company that will pay you, give you an interesting pay for helping them out with their research.
All right.
The 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that. And we'll have some entertainment news. Then a write story, good stories of the day, all kinds of stuff coming up for you. I want to touch on it being Juneteenth in a moment. But first, let's go over our weekend. Melissa, I know we were talking about this on WIRI, but Friday night, you got into the weekend with it on your dancing foot. Did you have a good time at the Port Edwards Fires?
Ashley and I had a great time down at the Port Edwards Street Dance, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Port Edwards Fire Department. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And talking with members from the fire department, they're always looking for volunteers. And man, those guys have a good time. They have a lot of fun.
Appreciate your mention of that, Melissa, especially we've seen the reports and we know how hard it is on our firefighters right now, funding, people-wise, anything we can do to bring attention to this, let alone getting some dancing in, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Jason, the fire chief, said, if you see us, we're having fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Thanks to Port Edwards for hosting this. And, of course, to our firefighters, greatly appreciate you all there. Nice work, Melissa and Ashley. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you, Ashley, for all the hard work you did getting that set up and getting us there. Great job.
And you were telling us last week that you were going camping this weekend. How'd that go?
Yeah, you told listeners I was going camping, and we had a good time. We the nice park there at Dexter Park, and it was quiet, relaxing. The weather was beautiful. Thank you, Paul, for the great weather forecast. It couldn't have been any better than it was. It was beautiful.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. Beth, you and Seth had a fun weekend. I know you guys were out of town because I had to do over the back fence.
Yes.
So not joke. I'm just kidding. How did it go?
It went extremely well. We got to take in the show that we expected and a second show that we weren't expecting, as it was the Naked Fight Grace going through Madison. I saw more of people than I ever thought I was going to see. We took a belated anniversary trip. So we were celebrating our wedding anniversary down there and just spending some time together before I go off to a whole bunch of meetings coming up in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, Beth is going to be pretty busy over the next over the summer, really, like you usually are. She'll still join us from time to time, but won't be as consistent as usual, which we're all learning to live with. We're all learning to figure out how to handle in life, but that just means you're just going to have to annoy us and bug us more and more.
You're
going to have to stop by and stuff.
Yep, I can call in.
You and I talked about this beforehand, though. You know, the day job's got to come first.
It does.
And we really do appreciate that day job that you do, Beth.
Thank you.
And you do it so darn well. We appreciate that very, very much. I did want to touch base about the Moravian Church real quick. How did services go yesterday?
We had our first of our summer outdoor services yesterday, and it went extremely well. We couldn't have asked for better weather. It wasn't too hot or humid. There was a nice light breeze. You could hear the birds chirping in the background, so they were praising with us. So it was a lot of fun. And we've got some denominational meetings coming up, so I'm heading into Pennsylvania later this week. So pray for Seth with the boys by himself.
Yes.
I'm back for a couple of days, and then I'm actually going to get to go to Europe with a group of about 73 of us are going to the Moravian Historical Site. So our denomination came out of the Czech Republic. So I'll be heading to Prague and then over to Germany and coming back. So that's one of the things that we're doing. But in the meantime, while I'm gone, my congregation is still going to host the July 4th Brat Fry.
Hey.
So if you are looking for some good food for dinner on the 4th of July, head on over to the Moravian Church from 4 to 8 p.m. We will be set up selling brats and hamburgers and chips and a whole bunch of church lady baked goods.
Yes.
Ooh, nobody makes them better.
Exactly.
Yep.
So come check it out.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. We'll talk more about it. We get closer to it. You can find out more by going to wrmoravian.org. Also encourage you to go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Subscribe to that page. It's a great way to keep up on things over there and to see the services that Beth offers. And I know my dad loves that page. I can tell you that. appreciate you, Beth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fun weekend over here, too. I actually had a life this weekend.
Yay. Father's Day was good?
Father's Day was good. I got to spend Friday with my youngest. Drove up to Appleton. And beautiful drive up there. It's been a while since I've driven up there. It's pretty much straight shot.
Yeah.
You got one big turn and that's it.
Yeah.
Just a nice drive there back and forth, especially on a beautiful day like Friday.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter took me out to eat. And she took me to a really nice place called the Gastropub.
Okay.
I encourage you to check it out, draftappleton.com. Wonderful spot. Izzy's been there a bunch of times before. So we go there, and right away they take us through this hallway and then through another hallway and then like through this back way where we're walking past and we could see the kitchen and stuff. And she like turns around and looks at me like with this confused look, like what's going on. And they take us to she reserved seats. So they had a special area for reserved seats that she didn't even know was there.
Oh, wow.
And so we're getting back there and we're about to sit down and she leans over. She's like, it's like a speakeasy. And ladies and gentlemen, the pride that I had in my 21-year-old daughter knowing what a speakeasy is.
There you go.
Nice.
My weekend was made right there, let alone getting to see my kids stuff. It was fun. But as nice of a meal as it was, and again, thank you, Isabel. I really appreciate it. It was a very nice meal. We had a really good time. It was wonderful to catch up. We talk all the time, but it's different when you're in person, when you can see that, you know, your kid and talk to them and see how they're doing and everything. And she's great. She's doing really good. I got to see her apartment, a little studio apartment that she repurposed a bunch of stuff in and did a really good job with. But as great as all of this is, I think that the headline coming out of this may be, I did not order the bacon double cheeseburger.
Whoa.
James.
I know. We sit down, we get the menus, and I'm joking with Isabel that, you know, usually anywhere I go, that's what I order is a bacon double cheeseburger. But before I can finish this, she squeals out loud, Did you know that your son does the same thing? I'm like, what? Yeah, apparently my son, James Cavan, everywhere he goes, he orders a double cheeseburger, wherever he goes. I just thought that was too funny.
Does your dad do the same thing? Does it come with a name?
Well, my dad actually has a palate. My dad actually tries different foods. I ordered the pretzel-crusted premium haddock.
Ooh. Yeah. That sounds adventurous.
That sounds yummy.
It was huge. It was bigger than the plate this thing comes down and stuff, but it was really good. It was.
Yeah.
I don't want to take too much credit for trying something different, though. It was breaded. It was. You can bread a shoe, and I'll probably eat it.
Pretzels.
Yeah, it was different. It was a different type of breading than I've had before.
Yeah,
and it came with truffle fries, which I've never had before either, and those were really good. The haddock, incredible. That was very good. I will have that again, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I didn't plan on this, and I wasn't trying to, but I did something else on Friday with doing this. Now, I know I'm splitting hairs here a little bit, but I've talked to a couple of Wisconsinites, and this counts as my first official Wisconsin fish fry.
Oh, there you
Friday
go.
Friday fish fry.
Yeah.
I've never done that before, so I finally had a Friday fish fry. It's not the same cod family, I understand, right. But haddock is close, so it's good.
And it's fish.
It's fish.
And
it's,
it was Friday.
Yeah. They did have a little confusion for us, though. There was this jalapeno tartar that you can put on the fish.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. But we couldn't tell if I was supposed to dip it or if I was supposed to spread it like a butter. We spent a good minute trying to figure that out and everything. It was fun. It was great. Again, thank you for a wonderful time, Isabel. And I heard from my kids over the weekend. Bree and JC reached out. And thank you to them. Hope all you dads out there had a great weekend. And hope you all enjoyed Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Great job by everybody this weekend. Of course, all the people that helped make this event go on, all the volunteers, and the community itself. Nice work, everybody. Heard a lot of good reactions over the weekend about Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Already looking forward to next year's. I hope everybody's got a little bit of a pat on the shoulder that they're giving themselves over the weekend from all that. We don't do our National Day of Calendar over here anymore, but not too much to the day, to be honest with everybody. But there is one very important thing I did want to make note of. Today is Juneteenth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is only the second year of us celebrating this as a federal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of federal holidays, Juneteenth may seem young, but the National Day of Observance has been commemorating it for more than 160 years.
Wow.
It adheres recognizing and celebrating the day when enslaved African Americans were emancipated.
Mm-hmm.
Its long and storied history, notwithstanding, Juneteenth's renaissance has growth in the past few years amid a nationwide reckoning with racial justice and the legacy of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth largely began rising to promise in 2020, and it has only continued to grow stronger. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think that is noteworthy about this day is obviously the history of the day and understanding. There's so many people out there that believe that, the Emancipation Proclamation goes into effect and boom, slavery is dead that day, that minute, and it's all gone and everybody's free. The news did not get to most of the country, and specifically the parts of the country where it was needed to get to,
mm-hmm.
For years for some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many stories out there that are America's stories, and they're not things we should be shying away from. They're not things that we should be holding our head down about. You own your history.
Mm-hmm.
You own this. And the better we do of that, the more connected we are as a country, the stronger we are as a country. That is what it is to be an American. It is to not only own your history, own who you are, but go forward with it,
mm-hmm.
and live with it and be better than it. That's what it's about. It's not about judging. Judgment has very little place in life other than if that is your job and you're wearing a rope. It is about understanding history, moving forward with that history, and being better.
Yes.
Doing better, showing that we are connected in so many ways, showing the ridiculousness of history. Think of in 2023 how ridiculous slavery seems. It seemed pretty dang ridiculous back then, too.
Yeah.
But we didn't learn from history because every creed under the sun has been enslaved. By its own people most of the time, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't learn. We keep doing it. We keep doing it. What happened in America was slavery. And the emancipation that happened with it. is it understood to the public out there how rare this was? This did not happen in societies, right, in other countries. Other countries didn't free slaves. They didn't really do much about that until America did. We should be owning this. We should be treating this, as most people do, as especially nowadays, as another Independence Day. And yeah. The argument of pushing against this as a national holiday or any of these things, that to me speaks like one of the most un-American sentences I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. First off, who isn't looking for an opportunity to chant USA? Like, who's not looking for USA? And that's what you could do with this. You embrace this. It's another opportunity to brag about Americans. Mm-hmm. What are we bragging about? Oh, well, that we're not. I'm not talking about obviously slavery, but that we corrected something.
Right.
No matter how long it took us to do, which it should have been, it should have never happened, obviously. But that we did something as a country that other countries weren't doing. I'm splitting hairs. I'm spinning this, obviously. But if it's going to get more people to acknowledge this day. Because most of us are on the right side of history on this one. Mm-hmm. But we still have a pushback on these things. And I'm reaching out. I'm not preaching. I'm reaching out to people mm-hmm. when it comes to that. This is something you can embrace, too. This is something you can own without hanging your head about.
Right.
There's no reason to feel pride in it, but you also don't have to feel shame. You can do both. You can walk the line of this. It's not that difficult. We do it all the time. We all got in trouble as kids. Mm-hmm. We all got in trouble as kids. We all know what it's like to get in trouble. Or am I alone on this one? Am I the only one that got? I'm the only one that got in trouble, ain't I? Okay. Sorry.
Nope. But the good news is, 28 states now and the District of Columbia legally recognize Juneteenth as a public
yes.
holiday. So the government offices are closed. State workers have a paid day off. We're making progress.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're finally getting back to the document that all men are created equal instead of just those that were considered men back in that day. We're looking at that as all humanity is created mm-hmm. equal and that we all need to be able to have a place in society.
We will take a break right here. We will come back with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a lot more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some birthday celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. I'm going to have to thank Seth for some new new birthday music there. That was fun. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I like that. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Mm-hmm. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well, just like our page, and boom, you can get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to need a one or a two. Beth, give me that one or two here.
Two.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. We can first up wish a very happy birthday to Bridget Peters.
Happy birthday, Bridget.
Enjoy your day, Bridget. Hope it's a good one for you. And also celebrating a birthday today, our qualifier, Mindy Mock.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
Congratulations.
Nicely done. Yeah, I hope it's a good one for you, Mindy. Enjoy your day, and you're our qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at some celebrity names. Paul Dano is 39. Paul is has had a really strong career already. Got a bigger break in 12 Years a Slave. Really, I think his big coming out party kind of was Little Miss Sunshine. He played the older brother in that and did such a everybody that was cast in that movie did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Him as well. But he just most recently played the Riddler in the new reimagining of the Batman. And
okay.
A lot of people really liked his performance. I thought he, I honestly, it let me down a little bit. There was a lot of hype build up to it. I didn't feel it as much, but I liked his performance. I like what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good actor. Very, very, like, giving everything he's got kind of actor. Macklemore is 40.
Wow.
He is finally old enough to be sold in a thrift shop. He is finally can sell some, pick up some Macklemore at your local thrift shop. Zoe Saldana is 45.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy, Uhura in Star Trek movies. She is in Avatar as well. Zoe is this amazing actor, mm-hmm. but I've heard her say this in interviews. She's not trying to play roles that you can't see her face. She just seems to get cast in those. But she's a very good actress.
Yeah.
Really fun interview. Like one of those people where I see other people interviewing her, and I'm like, man, I'd love to interview her. Mm-hmm. She seems like a fun interview. Dirk Nowitzki is 45, one of the greatest NBA power forwards of all time. He's also the first European-born player to ever get the NBA's MVP award, NBA champion. Many people will debate if Dirk is the greatest European baller in history. It's a good debate, and he's got to be considered. Top two, top three, has to be. Let's see here. Ryan Hurst is 47. He was Beta on The Walking Dead. He was on Sons of Anarchy. Recently in the Mysterious Benedict Society on Disney.
Oh, yes.
He has a really good role on there. That is a sneaky great show.
Oh, I love that show.
Do you?
I don't
know anybody else that watches it. It's a great show.
It really is.
I just started watching it because I like Tony Hale so much.
Yes, and he does a phenomenal job playing two roles on that show.
I've seen everything that guy's done. I didn't know he had that in him.
Yeah.
He is really good on that show. Really good. Those kids on that show are fantastic.
Absolutely.
It's a fun show. It's not a hugely heavy show.
Mm-mm.
But it's also like not for kids, like it's got that sweet spot.
Yeah
It's a nice man, if you're looking for, especially now with the writer's strike going on, you're not gonna have anything to watch in a couple of months here. Pull that one up. Hugh Dancy is 48. Wonderful job as Will Graham on Hannibal. He was on The Path as well. He was Prince Charmant on Ella Enchanted. He's currently on Law & Order, the most recent Law & Order. I really like Hugh Dancy. Great actor. Robin Tunney is 51. She was on The Mentalist for a long time, but I think a lot of us would remember her from The Craft.
Yes.
She was really good in that. She was really good in that. I liked her in that. Okay. So Paula Abdul is 61 today.
What?
And that shocked me. I just saw it. I did not look ahead on this. And I saw Paula Abdul is 61. And I had to reread it 80 times before I said that sentence.
Wow.
I didn't see that coming. Sorry. Just didn't realize she was that. It makes sense. Just Forever Your Girl, Cold Hearted, Straight Up, Opposites Attract. Man, she had a good run there.
She really did.
Kathleen Turner is 69. One of my favorite voices of all time. Easily one of my favorite voices of all time. She was, of course, in Freda in Dumb and Dumber, Joan in Romancing the Stone. Her and Michael Douglas did a couple of movies together. I think most people might remember her as the voice of Jessica Rabbit in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Oh, such a classic line. It's one of the greatest lines ever. So good. Share her voice. Just one of the more iconic, I think, voices ever.
Yes.
Anne Wilson is 73. Speaking of iconic voices.
Yeah.
One of the two sisters of Heart. Lead singer of Heart, really. Mm-hmm. Barracuda, Crazy on You, Magic Man, These Dreams, Alone. My goodness.
And still going strong. She just released a single with Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That
is
pretty
cool. Heard earlier.
Yeah.
Magic Man,
yeah.
And some people no longer with us, like Louise Jordan, born in this day in 1921, passed away in 2015. The villain in Octopussy and Swamp Thing and Return of Swamp Thing. And Lou Gehrig, born in this day in 1903, passed away in 1941. Baseball legend. He held the record for most consecutive games played with 2,130 until Cal Ripken broke that record. And of course, Lou Gehrig, unfortunately, most famous for Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
But hopefully also for the speech that he gave. And one of the more beautiful moments in sports. And I think one of those moments in sports where we realize, oh, this is a kid's game. It's more than the game. That we don't watch this because of, it's not just because of the score that we watch these things.
Right.
We end up caring about these people. We end up caring about these athletes. And Lou Gehrig brought that home more than any other individual in history up until that point.
Right.
I think athletes were put on pedestals for a very long time. And looked at as otherworldly and inhuman in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And understandably so. It's how you sold the game early on, no matter what it was, baseball, football, track and field. It's how you sold this.
Right.
Lou Gehrig, it was almost like how when there was a time in American history where people thought wrestling was real. And, mm-hmm. and it was, and all of a sudden, kayfabe came through, and all of a sudden, you realize, oh wait a minute, wrestling's not real, and all this comes through. Well, it was like Lou Gehrig. Wait, these guys are human.
Yeah,
Lou Gehrig's got a disease that we've never heard of before. Like, unless you were alive at the time, you cannot understand what that must have been like. I've talked to my papa and other people, and it was so like it reverberated throughout the whole all of sports, not just baseball. Such an impactful moment, yeah. And I cannot imagine what it must have been like for him standing at that microphone in Yankee Stadium, the mm-hmm. old Yankee Stadium, all those people, all that attention on him, for a guy who was not comfortable with that, and how brave moment that was for him, I imagine.
Yeah.
One more time, want to wish a very happy birthday to Bridget Peters.
Happy birthday, Bridget.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Mindy Mock.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
Don't forget to go get your free piece of pie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Enjoy over at Misty's. You get a free slice of pie for celebrating your birthday. And enjoy and wish our good friends over at Misty's menu a very good morning. And thank them for sponsoring the segment. Mm-hmm. Stick around for Melissa's News right here on WFHR's Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Well, we gotta stay. We have to stay. We've got a job to do. Actually,
oh, okay.
we have to fill the segment. I don't know. I can't not go, guys. We have to stay. We have to.
Okay.
But that's all right. We got the Clash, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. 8:38 on the clock. Got your host, James, here, joined by Melissa and Beth. We hope you're having a great Monday out there. Thank you for starting your week off with us. Got some fun stuff to get to take it to the top of the hour. So it is... It's still breakfast time.
Yeah.
It's weird when you've been up for like all night and you have to refigure out like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, people are still eating breakfast at 9 in the morning. Okay, yeah. If you want to eat ice cream for breakfast and not feel guilty about it, Häagen-Dazs is now trying to toe the line.
Okay.
They're selling a new type of yogurt that they claim is, quote, reminiscent of ice cream. It's called cultured cream.
Okay.
It takes 5 times longer to make than traditional yogurt. That apparently makes it thicker and creamier, so it's almost like eating ice cream for breakfast.
But it's a yogurt.
They also say it doesn't have the sour tang that yogurt does.
Oh.
They've been rolling it out to grocery stores nationwide this month. They're doing 6 flavors to start: vanilla, strawberry, lemon, blueberry, black cherry, and one that's coffee flavored.
Okay.
Sadly, it's got more calories than regular yogurt. A 4-ounce vanilla packs 190, or about twice as many calories per ounce as other yogurts. They also that's also just 60 calories less than a scoop of actual Häagen-Dazs. So if you want ice cream for breakfast, you might want to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I've got a picture of it right here. I am going to show Beth. And they look just like the regular Häagen-Dazs.
They do. It's just a smaller, like a mini container of Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
And a coffee-flavored yogurt. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen. I've seen like chocolate-flavored ones or ones that you put chocolate chunks in. But I don't know.
I am a sucker for coffee-flavored things.
Yeah.
Like anything coffee-flavored, I'm a sucker for. I might try this. I'm not a yogurt person, but this I might try.
Especially if it has the caffeine of coffee.
Yes, yes. Because
then you can have your yogurt and caffeine all at the same time.
There you go.
Yep.
But without the yogurt tang, that probably works well for a coffee flavor then.
Are either of you, Melissa, are you a yogurt person?
Yes, I like yogurt. Now that I can get coconut alternative yogurts. They make several different ones, but the coconut milk ones are the best, I think.
Yeah.
Beth, are
you? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so not that Greek yogurt.
It sounds like you guys would give this a shot.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially if you throw it into the freezer, because then you really do make it like frozen,
frozen yogurt.
Yeah. Frozen yogurt.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah, I would definitely give this a shot. I don't think that's so bad. Now, earlier, we were on our WisCountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise show. I asked the ladies about if they would move to Ireland, because Ireland is offering one part of their island. They're offering up to $90,000 a year or something like that to move to Ireland. We were talking about that a little bit. I thought this was just as interesting, and it's local.
Okay.
Ooh.
The University of Wisconsin's Center for Dairy Research is looking to hire 5 deceptive sensory panelists whose job would include tasting up to 24 cheese samples in 12 different pizzas a week. In other news, goodbye, everybody. We had a good run together, but I'm out.
How old do you have to be to do this? Because I have a 12-year-old that would sign up for this in a heartbeat.
Actually, that teases into something I wanted to get to about this. So it isn't the highest paid position. They're offering $15 an hour. But they're looking for candidates who can be on hand for 3 tasting sessions every week, which each session lasts about 3 hours.
Okay.
Whoa.
So that could be up to $135 per week to eat cheese and pizza and provide feedback on stuff like appearance, texture, aroma, and flavor.
Interesting.
They're accepting applications through Wednesday, and anyone can apply. Well, anyone who can eat a lot of dairy, obviously.
Right.
Yes.
So this is not a job for Melissa.
Unfortunately.
Nope.
They say previous sensory panelists' experience is preferred, but they're also willing to fully train people if you are the perfect candidate. If you would like to get in the running for this, you can go to jobs.wisc.edu, jobs.wisc.edu. Go ahead and go there. That's, of course, if you go to the university's website, the University of Wisconsin's website, you should be able to find it as well. Beth, you touched on where I think they need to go with this. Not adults.
No.
Kids.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely should be leading this like toward. If you are over the age of 18, no, don't apply.
No.
We don't want your taste buds.
Middle
we don't
school,
want
high school, that's the age group you need to go to. Yep.
I think that you do that, and not only are you going to... not only are you going to have more fun, but you're going to get what you really want, that coveted market. The most coveted market in all of anything, no matter which. I don't care if you're selling ice cream or you're selling insurance, whatever it is that 18 to 25 to 35 demographic.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most coveted market in all of anything. And you're hitting on that right here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting it young. I think it's a good idea.
Because they will always tell you the truth.
Yes, absolutely. Like whether you want to hear it or not.
I think that's a fun idea. So this sounds good. Melissa, taking away certainly any restrictions that you have and everything, when we talk about these like jobs where you could be tasting food and stuff, I'm curious because I thought this when I went into teaching. Well, I'm going to be talking acting. I'm going to love this. This is going to be great. And at a certain point, it became a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a passion for it. I still love it, but it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it what it is now and everything. If you love food, if you're passionate about food, not everybody wants to turn it into a job. And turn it into like something like that. With something like this, I'm curious. I wonder if it would like, you know, after a while, would you just like hate Haagen-Dazs? Or would you just hate ice cream? Would you, you know,
yeah, or just not want to eat cheese any other time because you have to eat it for 3 hours a day, 3 times a week? Whew.
I mean, there's not many things I could handle doing that much and still really truly have the same passion for day in and day out. I don't know. It really does test what do you love? What are you really passionate about? We know that we live in a state that is passionate about dairy. We are, of course, celebrating June as Dairy Month.
Yeah.
It's the whole point of so many of the things that we do, and including our poll question. We have a rolling poll question going on here at WFHR. We want to know your favorite dairy product. Call up 424-2600. Let us know what your favorite dairy product is.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that this is tough, choosing just one.
Yeah.
There's so many wonderful ones here in Wisconsin.
But let it be known, we don't just ask this of ourselves, our own staff, or our audience. Last week, Senator Teston joined us. And I put Senator Teston on the spot.
Okay. And his response?
I've taken some heat for some of my interviewing sometimes. That I don't treat these guests of ours like dirt. That I don't ask them questions that are uncomfortable or awkward or any of these things. So-called hardball journalism, which makes no sense in this day and age. Where these guys are asked every single question under the sun long before they see me, you know, and those things. So I took it upon myself to ask a hardball question.
Yes.
And I put him on the spot and I said, sir, what is your favorite dairy product?
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Okay.
Cheese. He voted for cheese. It's a very easy answer. I'm pretty sure that senator tested it. Actually, it was hard. It was one of those ones you do debate, though, in your head. Like, oh, is it ice cream? Is it this? You got to have it. But yeah, he played along, and thank you for that. For doing that, senator. Mm-hmm. We want you guys to play along. We want to know your favorite dairy products, 424-2600. You don't really have to just pick one. You can call up and give us a couple if you want. I'm not gonna hang up on you because you give us more than one or anything. Is that we have fun on the show here. We don't take any of this too seriously. Mm-hmm. As serious as I am. We don't take the show seriously. We'll take a break, though. We will come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Monday out there. Thanks for kicking your week off with us. We're going to take you to the top of the hour with some fun. Don't forget, we kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to seeing what's cooking in there today. What's cooking?
Yeah, I caught what you did there.
That works.
I worked all night on that segue. We got a lot of people getting up and getting their day started. Got a lot of people out there that got their day started a while ago. But what if you're having a hard time getting your day going? Having a hard time waking up and getting things moving and everything. We've all been there. We all know what that's like. Some of us are still dealing with it. Even 5 hours into your day, you're still waking up a little bit. Well, here is an easy hack that's good for a Monday. If you're feeling tired and need a boost this afternoon, don't reach for that third cup of coffee. Instead, just stick your head in the freezer.
What?
Hold up. Before you open it, wait. Before you do it. Let's go ahead and give a little more context to this here. It's a tip from a recent book called The Sleep Prescription. It's by a neuroscientist at the University of California, San Francisco. He says, yes, you could just have that extra cup of coffee and the caffeine will wake you up. But if it's late in the day, it could also keep you up tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking your head in a freezer offers a more immediate boost of energy, and it won't mess with your bedtime. May mess with your hair, but it won't mess with your head. The reason it works is obvious, but the scientific reason is the, quote, brief shock of cold activates your arousal system. Heyo. And you get the same effect by going for a quick walk or focusing on a non-work-related task for 10 minutes.
Mm.
Deep freezing your head is just the quickest option.
Okay.
I first off, do this at home. Don't do this at work. Although
unless you work in a kitchen, you can just walk into the walk-in cooler freezer.
It's a good point. I will say also around here, if Pam walks into the break room and she sees my head in the freezer, I actually don't think she'd be that shocked.
She'd just turn around and walk back to her desk.
I think with certain people, like it's not going to shock you because of the person. Maybe like okay, he's just weird. He's just doing this for some reason. I start every morning that I can remember since I was a kid throwing cold water in my face.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I was younger, I haven't done this in a long time, but sometimes when I was younger, I would fill up the sink a bit and then put my head in there with the cold water. It just has always woke me up. I think I get it from my dad as an athlete, that a lot of athletes do this, but I don't know. I don't know if that's where it came from or anything like that. I just know that it's always worked for me. And I think I may need that even more than my cup of coffee in the morning to be able to do that. I noticed when I was in California and I was homeless for a while and I didn't have that, doing that with the ocean, not the same effect. Felt great. Felt really cool, but it did not wake me up. It just it didn't help at all. What do you think of this? Do you have something, a go-to thing to help you wake up? I'll start with you, Melissa.
Usually it's just the getting up, morning routine, making coffee, getting going.
Yeah.
I don't know, for some reason, starting at the ridiculous time of the day that I do at, around 4:30, it's actually easier for me to get up and going than when I had to be to work by 7.
Interesting. That is really interesting. Your body, your brain just is adapted to this, and it seems to be working better this than that. Interesting.
I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, like what? Certain things in life you just roll with. You know, I'm not going to question this too much. It's working. That's great. And I'm really happy to hear that, too, because we, God, do we appreciate the work that you do here at Civic. And nobody can do it better. We appreciate you so much and the work you do. So you getting up that early, you doing those things, it's nice to hear that that is not a crux in it, too. That's good.
Thanks.
For me, I'm not up as early, but I don't sleep all the time, so sometimes I am up that early. I don't know about you, Mel. I love like around 4:30, 5:30, in between there, waking up, getting outside, and just listening to the day. It wakes me up. It's something that calms me like nothing else does in this world. There is something, even living in the city, that is something that you can hear nature. You can feel nature.
Yeah, it's a quieter type of day.
Yeah, there's something about it. It really feels like, all right, I'm ready for this. Whatever's going to come up today, I can handle it.
Well, it's almost like an anticipation to it because nobody else is up yet. Things aren't moving yet. You're kind of beating the rush.
There's a feeling to it. Yeah. How about you, Beth?
I usually get up and have a glass of water. I drink a full glass of water first thing and make my coffee and all of that. But I've also started to get into the habit of finishing my shower with a cold blast of water.
To
just kind of really shock me. And it, actually, it's healthy for your hair to do it that way because it closes all the...
And your skin.
Yep. So I've gotten into that habit.
I didn't learn this until my late 30s, that the cold water can be good for your hair, especially hair like ours, like that, you know, it's all kinky and all this stuff and everything. Like, I didn't find that. They really got to give you a pamphlet with your hair. Every person should be given a pamphlet. Like, you can't trust anybody else. You can just give us a pamphlet and tell us how to take care of our hair.
It helps to defrizz your hair so it doesn't get as wild.
And my hair is wild now, and this is me taking care of it.
I know.
Like, imagine me when I was younger and I didn't know any of these things, and I'm walking around like a Jewish Q-tip. Just a big old poof ball just on my head. I would do this. I would try this. I think I might actually start giving this a shot, just see what it's like. If anything else, to get the weird looks. Mm-hmm. You know, to get the weird
I would recommend wearing a hair cap or something like that so you don't get your hair all in whatever food is in the freezer.
Oh, man.
Because that's the worst, is eating somebody else's hair.
James, you have peas in your hair. You have I like knowing my luck too. I would do this. I wet my hair down a little bit usually to get
and you come out with icicles.
I wet my hair down and then I do this and I'm walking out. My hair just like falls off. My hair just freezes and falls off.
Breaks.
Never
can
grows
happen.
Back. Yeah. Never grows back. And I'm walking around like Telly Savalas the rest of my life. I look like Lex Luthor the rest of my life. It's an interesting one. And look, something like this to me. If it doesn't work, what's the side effect?
Okay. Right.
I mean, you know, you kept the refrigerator open for a little bit, the freezer open for a little bit, you know, warm up and you'll be okay.
Make sure that your ice cream's in the back so it doesn't have as much of a chance of melting.
Yeah. I like these life hacks where it's a little no blood, no foul. It's a little kind of, you know, whatever happens, happens. If it works, good. If it doesn't, no, it's all right.
Doesn't hurt to try it.
Yeah. We're going to be talking, of course, the kitchen's open when we get back in the next hour. We've got some entertainment news as well. And want to remind everybody that we got Playmakers from 3 to 4 today.
Mm-hmm.
We are live and direct in your afternoons, and we have been having a lot of fun with this. We want you to call up and join the conversation, everybody. Show our owners that we belong in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
Help us do that by filling our phone hour with phone calls, 424-2600. Feel free to call up on this show, stream us 24/7 at WFHR.com. Encourage you to do that. And join us for Playmakers today. Bob Atkinson is going to join us. Bob joins us every year from the Kiwanis Club. Talk about their golf outing coming up in August. We're looking forward to that. And we'll talk some Rafters baseball. Rafters, of course, rough outing last night. Could not rally to come back to split, and they split the series with Lakeshore. Understandable, and a nice chance for us to get back in the win column tonight and to do it against our rivals, Wausau Woodchucks.
Ooh.
5:50, our pregame will kick off for that. Join Joey and Kevin for a great call and a great game. Every hit, every pitch of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR.com. You can get your tickets at NorthwoodsLeague.com. Rafters in Wausau for this game tonight. Again, 5:50, our pregame will kick off. We'll be back with more fun coming up right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.